KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
I'm Sarina Nafarrate. I am an improviser and a storyteller here in Tucson, Arizona.
Could you tell me more about that?
I am actually a content editing manager. My professional work, what I do for a living, is I write and tell stories about places. I'm in the destination marketing business, so I write a lot of stories. I tell stories about places and destinations and how people can enjoy that.
How do you describe your identity?
I would say the first thing about me when I introduce myself is I am a first-generation Mexican-American. I grew up on the border in Nogales, Arizona, and I'm an improviser. I make things up as a hobby.
How does your identity connect with the Tucson community?
The way that I identify, it took me a really long time to feel comfortable with being ni de aquí, ni de allá, being kind of in the middle. And I think Tucson is full of people like that who are living between two worlds. For me, it's my Mexican heritage and my American upbringing. One of the ways that I'm using that identity for the community is I'm actually part of a comedy show in town called Carcajadas, where we do improv and stand-up in Spanglish. So we have some improvisers who speak Spanish, some improvisers who speak Spanglish, just to reflect the community. Comedy is something that I really love doing, and I wanted to reflect the way that Tucson looks on stage.
So how was your life growing up and born here in the United States as a first-generation Mexican-American?
I think it was very interesting. I was born here in Tucson, actually, and I grew up in Nogales. There was a lot of pressure from my parents to stick to my roots. And I remember growing up, my first language is Spanish as well. And my parents would tell me, no más español en la casa, don't speak to me in English. And I used to resent it a little when I was growing up. I was like, I just want to speak English. But my parents made sure that I connected with my heritage. They spoke to me in Spanish. We visited family in Mexico all the time. And like I said, I grew up on the border. So that Mexican heritage and culture is very, very, it's a very big part of my identity. It did take me a while, again, to appreciate it and understand it. And again, sometimes it feels like I'm a little bit too American for my Mexican side of my family, and sometimes I'm too Mexican for my American friends. But I think that makes me even more special and cooler, and I have a story to tell every time.
Sarina, thank you again for this wonderful time and sharing your story, your identity here in Tejiendo Identidades.
Thank you.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.